evening, everybody. Let's get started. So the original thought for this shiur, throughout the summer's man, was to be Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, because the idea when we thought of this was that a kind of a Meshalma Parmes Faseinu, that since we're not going to be in Shul, we should at least learn about Shul. So Baruch Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, saw to it with his Midas HaRachamim that it came time for us to be able to be back in Shul, or at least back davening with a minyan, and for many, many people back in Shul. And Baruch Hashem, we should see that that everything should get totally better, and that we should have no threat of any sort of illness anymore. But considering that it had changed, that the Metzius has changed, and that it's no longer Neshama Parmes Faseinu about Beis HaKnesses, so we thought we would change it to experiences of Shabbos and Beis HaKnesses, meaning how we experience Shabbos, both in terms of Shul, as well as in terms of just Shabbos in general. Partially, I chose that because I happen to be writing a sefer on inyanim relating to Shabbos, so it makes it an easier prep for me, because I can just take chapters from my sefer, but also because it's a really geshmak limud. It's an enjoyable thing to learn about. So we'll be doing different inyanim relating to Shabbos and to Shul and Shabbos to Kriyas HaTorah, and each night will be an independent topic. Each night will be something that's totally different, I think. That's the plan, at least. It could be that in some of the longer topics it will be a two-night topic, but more or less, each night will be an independent topic. So tonight, as the opening shiur, I just figured if we're going to be talking about the experience of Shabbos, I thought maybe we should talk about a little bit about what you're supposed to be doing on Shabbos, meaning aside from the mitzvos of Shabbos and the isurim of Shabbos, meaning aside from Kiddush and Sholosh Seudos and Lechem Mishnah and all of those things that are very clear, concrete halachos that relate to Shabbos, I thought maybe we'll talk a little bit about what best practices on Shabbos, how a person is supposed to spend his time on Shabbos from a halachic perspective. I'm not talking hashkafic over here. I'm talking from a very strictly halachic perspective. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about the concept, the notion of Oneg Shabbos, and how that relates to two specific activities on Shabbos, specifically sleeping and learning Torah. There's a delicate balance of how a person is supposed to spend the Shabbos. Should a person spend the Shabbos entirely in the realm of Ruchnias with Torah learning, or should a person spend the Shabbos in the world of Gashmius, or relaxing his body after a whole week? And these are actually sugyas that we just hit in the Daf Yomi for those who are learning the Daf Yomi. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Matana Tova to Klal Yisrael mi Beis Genozov. That is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in his Beis Genozov. It was hidden in his treasure house, the Shabbos Shema. And it's called Shabbos, and the mitzvah of Onek Shabbos is to show that we are enjoying it, that we appreciate this wonderful gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And that's a very important expression that we're supposed to have on Shabbos. But a number of issues to discuss. Number one, we would like to discuss whether the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraisa, or is it only a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah, and what might be the nafkamina, whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or midivrei Kabbalah. Number two, is there an inyan dafka to sleep on Shabbos? And if a person is sleeping on Shabbos so that he could be awake or more awake on Motzai Shabbos, is that an isser hachana when a person does so on Shabbos? Might there be an isser sometimes in sleeping on Shabbos if a person is only doing so in order to be awake? Just this past Shabbos, I was in Camp Keli for a Shabbos, just Stam. The Keli Masmidim program is starting this week, but I was just there for a Shabbos, knowing that I was going to have to drive back on Motzai Shabbos. So would I be telling the truth if I said that during my Shabbos taking my Shabbos afternoon nap, I wasn't thinking at all about how it's going to be really important to be well rested, when you hit the road to drive for a couple of hours in the dark from the mountains? Is that okay? Is it okay to say I better get my rest because I'm going to have a drive tonight? And then I want to talk a little bit about the chiyuv of Talmud Torah on Shabbos. Is Talmud Torah on Shabbos something that one is supposed to do more so than a weekday, less than a weekday? Is there a difference in the not only quantity of Torah that one is supposed to learn on Shabbos versus a weekday, but maybe the quality of the Torah. Is there a different type of Torah learning that one is supposed to do on Shabbos as opposed to a weekday? And in that context, we'll discuss a notion called the Zman Beis HaMedrash, that there's something considered the Zman Beis HaMedrash, and what is one supposed to do and what should one not do during that Zman that Chazal referred to as the Zman Beis HaMedrash. So that's just setting the table in terms of the topics that we're going to discuss. I apologize for those who are just logging on now. It was my mistake in not getting the word out. I should have sent an email much, much earlier in the day, and I just completely neglected to do so. So I apologize for those who are not able to be here because they haven't seen the email, and for those who are just joining now. So let's start with the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. The mitzvah of Onik Shabbos is explicit in the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Karasal of Shabbos Onik, and the Gemara Shabbos Taf Kuf Yud Ches Amin Beis. Recently in the Daf Yomi, the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Kol Ma'aneg Es HaShabbos Nosin Lo Mishalos Libo. That if a person is Ma'aneg Shabbos, if he experiences Onik Shabbos properly, the desires of his heart are going to be given to him, are going to be fulfilled. Shenemar, the Pasuk in Tehillim actually says, when you have Tainug al Hashem, you're going to get Mishalos Libcha. But it just says Tainug. It doesn't say whether it's Oneg Shabbos or some other enjoyment. Oneg Zeh in Yodea Mahu, says the Gemara. I don't know what Oneg that's about. Kishu Omer, V'karasa L'Shabbos Oneg. Have you ever said Oneg Shabbos? Oh, because the Pasuk says V'karasa L'Shabbos Oneg, we know that Oneg means Stam Oneg, it means Oneg Shabbos. But Me Ma'ango, how is one Ma'aneg the Shabbos? Ravid Rishon Bashilus Shred Rav Amar, Betavshil Shaltradin, Vidagim Gedolim, Vrashe Shumin, which most Rishonim understand is Lav Dafka, those particular foods, but foods that are considered to be very Chashva foods in whatever time and place you are. So we'll just translate that as spare ribs, right? A very Chashva food. You're asking?
Yeah, and gummy candies also.
Oh, gummy candies. Yeah, I'm more of a spare ribs kind of a person. So let's say spare ribs with a good rub with a okay. So that's considered a chash of a food at that time. With my teeth, gummy candies can't happen. That every time I try one, something comes out of my mouth. So we're gonna go with spare ribs. So the Gemara said it is true that some of the Acharim, certainly the Mefarshei Agada, read into the particular foods and what they represent, and that there are many layers of meaning over here, but on the simplest level, the way the Rishonim understand is that these were the ma'achalim chashuvim of their time. Reb Chiya Barashi Amarav Afilu Davar Muat L'Kavod Shabbos Asa'o Harezo Oneg. That even if it's not much, even if it's just a small thing, but you're doing it for the sake of Kavod Shabbos, that's a fulfillment of Oneg. So what would be an example of such a thing? Amarav Papa Kasa Da Harsina. Okay, some small item that you could add to your diet in honor of Shabbos. And then the Gemara goes on and it waxes poetic about all the great schar that you get for Onik Shabbos, Kalamanik as a Shabbos, you can get Nachla B'li Mitzarim, borderless property, you Nitzel Mishibur Malchios, the government's going to leave you alone, Zochel Ashiros, you're going to become wealthy, amazing things. And the Sharetzion writes in the bottom of the Mishmur and some Reish Mem Beis that even the Mandi Yomar, that it's only Midivrei Sofrim, still Tzorich Lizor Bama Od, you need to be very careful about Onik Shabbos because Chamurim Divrei Sofrim Yoser Midivrei Torah. And Scharom Mefurish BeKabbalah, the reward for Onik Shabbos is explicit in the Kabbalah, it's explicit in the Divrei Nevi'im. So we know that this is a very serious matter, and therefore Onik Shabbos is a very clearly as the Gemara describes it. Now, not every time the Gemara describes a mitzvah and its value is it meant to be taken necessarily literally. Meaning, sometimes the Gemara will say anyone who does ex avera, anyone kalakoes is ki'ilu oved avodah zara. Does that mean halachically? Does that mean someone says, get angry or I'm going to kill you, right? So is the halacha that they have to say, I'm sorry, but I'm going to remain very calm and you're just going to have to kill me. Does it become Yarek Val Yavr because it's Kilu Ovid Avodah Zarah? So Pashtus says that it's not meant to be taken in a literal sense, but you get a sense when the Gemara speaks so strongly about a particular mitzvah, a particular Avera, you certainly get a sense of how Chazal thought of this mitzvah and Avera. But the way Chazal identify fulfilling the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos is very clear from the Gemara. It's all about food. And that's what it seems to be. It's all about being ma'aneg the guf. I think I've mentioned recently in some shiurim that I saw in the Rav Tzvika Reisman Sefer on Shabbos, Simin Tazayin Osir and Ratz Ketzvi, He points out that Rav Avigdor Nevinsal once asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that if a person has two peiros to eat, and they're both the Bari Priyates, they're both peiros, but one of them is more tasty, and the other one is more healthy. So which pri should he eat? The tastier pri or the healthier pri? Which one should he say? He's going to eat both of them, but he's only going to say a bracha on one of them, because he's going to say one bracha is going to pater both of them. So assuming that you're supposed to say the bracha on the more chashuv thing, how do you define chashivas? Do you define chashivas by the more tasty item, or do you define chashivas by the more healthy item? So which one is called chaviv? So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, "Hare kavanas adam b'achilaso tzricha lios sheyochal kadei lios bari v'shiyeh lo koach lavodas Hashem v'lo kadei l'malos tavosav." Rav Shlomo Zalman said, "Of course, why do you eat? You eat obviously to serve Hashem and to be strong and to be healthy. You don't eat just to fulfill your tavos, obviously. And therefore, the fruit or vegetable that is healthier is the one that is more chaviv, because that's the one that is the more your focus, and not the one that's tastier." That was Rav Shlomo Zalman's answer. So our Avigdor Nevinsal Shlita commented about Rav Shlomo Zalman's answer. Chashavti lomar she'ef shal upsak hazeh shal Rav Zatzal urak b'yumos hachol aval b'shabes v'yom tov she'esh b'mitzvos oneg shabes v'simchas yom tov hachaviv u'davka osa min shemis ane gilser ba'achilaso, that it's davka when on a weekday that Rav Shlomo Zalman would have given that answer. But on a Shabbos, where enjoying it is also ruchnius, where enjoying the food is ruchnius, eating the spare ribs or Noah's gummy bears, it is ruchnius. That's how we define ruchnius on Shabbos. So Mela, that would win out. Then Rav Nevinsal, of course, points out, Aval zos lo shamati meharav. I didn't hear that from Rav Shlomo Zalman. This is just me. Rav Nevinsal always, wants to be exactly accurate in the way that he reports Rav Shlomo Zalman. Meharav shamati rak yesh levarich alamin habari v'amezim b'yoser. But I'm suggesting Rav Nevinsal says that maybe he would have said on Shabbos that it is different. So maybe it's not Rav Shlomo Zalman, but at least Rav Nevinsal says that way. And the Yerayim also writes in Mitzvah Taf Yud Beis that just like there's oneg ba'achila, there's also oneg with other Hanaos Haguf, and the Tafas Re'em on the Yerayim brings from the name of the Adaris that it's really dependent on every person. That's what Shulchan Aruch writes in Simchat Shinal of Sif Beis. If you enjoy dancing, so dance. Well, dancing maybe not so good, because that's a different issue, because there are gzeros involved in that. But if you enjoy jumping around, so jump around. You like the trampoline, so go to the trampoline. Jump. Do whatever it is that makes you happy if you're a younger person and that's what floats your boat. If you enjoy a scenic walk and you enjoy seeing Kodesh Baruch Hu's beautiful scenery, so do that on a Shabbos afternoon. Take a walk if you're up in the mountains in the summer and you're late on Shabbos afternoon, you want to watch a sunset, and you've already davened mincha. So go and watch a sunset and enjoy that. Whatever it is that a person enjoys, and the Rama writes, it's mutar l'tayel b'Shabbos. You can take walks on Shabbos. It's a beautiful thing to do on Shabbos. However, that just speaks to the overall mitzvah. So clearly, the Gemara highlights food. Right, that's clear. The Rishonim already and the Poskim point out, but it's lav dafka food, it's other things as well. Is there something in between? Is there something between what the Gemara says is the ikur, the core of Onek Shabbos, and what the Poskim say is, yeah, whatever you enjoy, kfitzasam, rutzasam. Are there other items that are recommended, other activities that are maybe recommended specifically to do around Shabbos, to do on Shabbos? Are there things that maybe are almost in the category of eating, but certainly more than the category of Fitzasam and Merutzasam. So that we'll get to in just a moment. But first, let's get a little bit deeper into this mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. The Gemara says someone who's Ma'anek as a Shabbos is Zocha to a Bracha that Nosno Mishalos Libo. So what's that about? So Beis Yosef explains in Siman Reish Mem Beis that the idea is Mishalos Libo is that the person should have the wherewithal to be able to enjoy Shabbos. So he gets Mishalos Libo so that he could perform the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. He'll enjoy the Shabbos more if he's able to afford to buy this spare ribs and the gummy bears. The Marsha explains further that since Mitzad Echad, the person is spending a lot of money on Shabbos, it costs a lot to make Shabbos, and Mitzad Sheni, there's an Isser to be Mevakesh Srachav on Shabbos. You're not allowed to ask for make requests on Shabbos. So in order that he shouldn't have to worry about all of his expenses, he's promised that even though he's not able to be Mevakesh Srachav Bepeh Malei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's be Malei Meshalos Libo, that he's going to be Mimali Mishalos Libo, and he's going to give him back that which he spends. And that's what the Gemara says in Beitza Daf Tezayin. Kol Mizonosav Shaladim Ksuvim Lo Mirashana Vad Yom HaKippurim Chutz Mi'otzor Shabbosos Vatzos Yom Tovim, that in Piches Pochs and Lovim Hosif Mosif and Lo, that when it comes to those items, that money that you spend on Shabbos and Yantif, that's not going to be in the cheshbon of what a person makes that year. Let me just take a look at the chat over here. If one enjoys running and taking tehillim on Shabbos, does one need to wear Shabbos clothes while engaging in these activities? Oh, so that's a good topic for a different shir. Shabbos clothing, big day Shabbos. I just spoke about that this past Shabbos. Be'ez Hashem, we will maybe we'll have one of the shirim about that, about big day Shabbos. But Pashtus, yes. Yeah, Pashtus is yes, that he should. We had a Daf Yomi a week ago. Yes, a lot of these topics that we're going to be doing were in recent Daf Yomis. So Pashtus is yes, that a person has to wear big day Shabbos throughout the entire day of Shabbos. Okay, so far so good. Any other questions? Anyone want to audibly ask questions or make comments? No, so far so good. Okay. All right, so the Gemara, the next issue, this mitzvah of Onuk Shabbos, is it a mitzvah d'oraisa, a mitzvah d'rabbanan, or somewhere in between? So this is a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed Alacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Arba advarim nemru b'Shabbos, shnayim min haTorah, u'shnayim min divrei sofrim, ve'im u'farash na lidei neviim, that there are four mitzvahs of Shabbos, two of them are min haTorah, those are clearly d'oraisa, two are midivrei sofrim, but they're mufurashim al yedei anaviim. What are these mitzvahs? Shabbat Torah, zachar v'shamer, v'shen espash al yedei anaviim, kavod va'oneg, shenemar v'kras al shabbos oneg u'kvar Hashem mechubad. So you see, kavod and oneg are both mentioned in Yishayahu Nunches, and zachar and shamer are mentioned in the two versions of the Aseres Hadibros. So the pashtus of the Rambam is that Oneg is called Midivrei Sofrim, even though it's in the Navi, because it's Mitakana Sanaviyim. It's a very early Takana, Midrabanan. We have certain Dinim Drabanan that date back to Moshe Rabbeinu. We have Dinim Drabanan that go very, very far back. So this is a Din Drabanan that goes back to the times of the Naviyim. And that's what the Bir Halacha writes in Simin Reish Nun in explaining the Shitas HaRambam. That Shitas HaRambam is that Oneg Shabbos is a Din Drabanan. The Sefer HaChinuch HaMitzvah Reish Sadi Zayin says the same. And the Beis Yosef says that the pasuk of Mikra Kodesh must refer to Isser Malacha, must not refer to the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. Must refer to Isser Malacha. So that's what the Beis Yosef writes. However, so again, what does the Rambam say? That it's Midivrei Sofrim, that's Mefurash al Yedei HaNaviim. Midivrei Sofrim, that clearly sounds Drabanan. Mefurash al yedei Neviim, that sounds like we're hedging a little bit, right? So we said, okay, the Bir Halacha says, yeah, the Neviim were rabbis too. So that's a Din Drabanan, that's a Takanas HaNeviim. However, the Chassam Sofer in his Chidushim to Masechah Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph in Dibra Maskel HaRambam says that's not what the Rambam means. The Rambam does not mean that the Onuk Shabbos is a Din Midrabanan. And then he goes a step further. So you imagine, so what does the Rambam mean? That it's higher than a Drabbana, lower than a Daraisa, right? It's going to be Midivrei Kabbalah. Nay, says the Chassam Sofer, not Midivrei Kabbalah either. It's Min HaTorah. Onuk Shabbos is a Din Daraisa. What do we mean? Mufrash Mali Dei Neviim. He says it's a Daraisa that's based on Halach El Moshe Misinai. That's where it comes from. It comes from Halach El Moshe Misinai. Yeshayahu, a Navi came and was asked Mecheyakra. That the Gemara has that sometimes where you have that you have something that was Halach El Moshe Misinai, and then Yecheskel came and Yecheskel made an asmachta from a pasuk, or Yeshayahu came and made an asmachta from a pasuk. Says the Chassam Sofer, that must be the story with Onuk Shabbos, that it's a din d'oraisa and there's an asmachta from the pasuk. Mehechitesi, who says that it's a din d'oraisa? Says the Chassam Sofer, I'll bring you three rayas that it's a din d'oraisa. Three rayas that it's din d'oraisa, and then other achronim add another two rayas. So I'm not sure if I understand the question. Someone asks, where does Where does he take this? I'm not, what do you mean, where does he take this? I'm not sure what you mean by that. Feel free to speak up. No. Who was asking?
I'm asked, where does he take it that it's a local Moshe Mishinai? But I guess you're going to now be talking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
So,
yeah,
so let's
jump the gun.
Right.
I'm sorry.
No problem. No problem.
Yeah.
Let's go through some of the rayas. Raya number one is Ein Navi Rashi Lechadesh Davar Me'ata. A Navi is not allowed to make up Nadinim, certainly Al Pi Nevuah. So we assume that everything written in the Nevi'im is Nevuah, and therefore we don't have an indication that this was a Takana that was made by the Nevi'im. It sounds like it's a Nevuah, and a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadesh anything Al Pi Nevuah. So Al Korchach, it's Al Lachal Moshe Misinai, and it's called Midivrei Sofrim, just like the Rambam talks about Kiddushe Kesef, and he calls it Midivrei Sofrim, that since it's derived from, you know, from a Limud of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron, and it's not explicit in the Pasuk, so the Ram calls that Midivrei Sofrim as well. So when the Ram uses the term Midivrei Sofrim, he just means that the Rabbanan played a critical role in our ability to understand and find this halacha, but not necessarily in the basis of the halacha, not in the Mechayev. The Mechayev may be on a Daraisa level, it's just that the Navi came along and helped us find it and helped us identify this halacha l'Moshe Misinai. A second raya he brings.
Rabban holds every derabbanan is deraisa miloy soser.
Oh, okay, but then I'm not getting into that. Meaning, there's clearly a distinction between dinim derabbanan and dinim daraisa. You do have machlokes Rambam Ramban how much lo soser turns every derabbanan into a daraisa, which is a fascinating discussion, even just to figure out l'may nafka mina in that discussion. But clearly, we definitely hold savik derabbanan l'kula savik daraisa l'chumra, right? Meaning there are definitely differences between Din Darabanan and Din Daraisa, even if the Mechayev of every Din Darabanan is the Pasuk of Lo Sasser.
Rabbi, could we also assume that Lo Sasser is on the lower end of the Daraisa spectrum in terms of severity of because Daraisas have high, more Chomer and less Chomer Daraisas also.
Yeah, you have Chiyuvei Skila, but it is a Lo Sasser. It is a Lo Sasser. You know, the Maram Shik has a fascinating comment when there's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Brachos whether women are pater from mitzvah sasei drabanan shazman grama. Women are definitely pater from mitzvah sasei daraisa shazman grama, right? That klal is yadua kiddush lam dalid. Women are pater from mitzvah sasei daraisa shazman grama. Are they also pater from mitzvah sasei drabanan shazman grama? That sounds like it's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Brachos Taf Chaf. Now the question is, why wouldn't they be? Meaning, derabbanans are supposed to be less severe than daraisas, right? So if they're part of mitzvah daraisas shazman grama, of course, first of all, you should just know, mitzvah daraisas shazman grama, they're chayiv in most of them. Most of them are exceptions, right? There are more exceptions than there are the rule. I pointed out recently, I don't remember in what context, that Rabbi Sabalevsky once mentioned in a shir that he had asked his talmidim in yeshiva, how many examples do you think there are of mitzvah sasei shazman grama that women are actually pater from? You know, that you don't have kol sheyashon b'shamar, yashon b'zachar, to be mechayiv them in kiddush, kol sheyashon b'bal tochal chomiz, yashon b'komechol matzah, to be mechayiv them in matzah, afi noi b'osanez. How many the mitzvah sasei shazman grama are women actually pater from? So he said, one of his talmidim said, like 2,000. And he's like, oh, let's reassess. There are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. Okay, that's like the starting point, okay? 365 of them are los assays. 248 are assays. Now, given that, how many mitzvahs? But there are only like six. It depends on how you count it. But there are only like six that women are actually pater from. But what about mitzvahs derabbanan shazman grama? So this is machlokas between the Maram between Rashi and Tosfos. It seems that way. And Maram Shik explains that the svara for Rashi, the svara to say that they'd be chayiv, is because what's the mechayiv of every los assay? Right, Shabbos Chav Gimel, Sukkot Mem Hey. Right, what's the Mechayev of every Lo Sasei? Heichan Sivanu Lo Sasur. Lo Sasur is what's the Mechayev of every Drabanan? Rather, it's Lo Sasur. Lo Sasur is a lav. Lo Sasur is a lav. Women are chayev in all lavin. Hishva Kasav Isha Leish LeKalon Shishbatorah. All lavin, women are considered exactly the same as men. So certainly, women are chayev in lavin in the Torah. Says Maram Shiksa, every mitzvah drabanan is really a lo sasei midaraisa. That takes that equation like really, you know, that takes that equation really, really far. But there are those that take that very literally. But everyone agrees that there's a difference between a din drabanan and a din daraisa. What the Chasam Sofer is suggesting over here is that this is not This is not a din d'rabbanan that is like a d'oraisa because of lo sasser. He's suggesting this is mamish d'oraisa. It's mamish d'oraisa. So again, raya number one, it can't be midivrei kabbalah because ein navi rashi lechadish davar me'ata. Raya number two says the Chasam Sofer, the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Shavuos, person takes a shvua to fast on Shabbos, so he says it's a shvua shav. Person takes a shvua to fast on Chanukah and Purim, it's not a shvua shav. Why? Because Inui Shabbos is Nisa D'oraisa. Chanukah and Purim are only Derabbanan. So therefore there's a difference between not eating on Shabbos and not eating on Chanukah and Purim. Well, wait a second. Eating, that's Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos, why should that be any different than Chanukah and Purim? Purim is also Midivrei Kabbalah, right? Purim comes from the Megillah. Elamai, sounds that Oneg Shabbos is on a higher Madrega. It's a Din D'oraisa. The Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchos Nedarim Halacha Tes, a third Raya. Someone who takes a Neder to fast on Shabbos has to be Mekayim Nidro, because Shabbos D'oraisa. Not a Shvua, but a Neder. A Neder to fast on Shabbos, he has to be Mekayim Nidro. Because Shabbos is Doraisa and it's low by chizuk, it doesn't require chizuk. Dinim drabanan sometimes require chizuk, so you need to take them, you know, to treat them more severely sometimes because they require chizuk. But a din Doraisa is low by chizuk, so therefore, since Onik Shabbos is a din Doraisa, low by chizuk, and therefore, if you take a neder to fast on Shabbos, then you actually have to do it. Those are the Chasam Sofer's three rayas, but then there are other rayas. The Aruch Lenerim, Yevamos Daf Tzadi Gimel, brings a raya. He says, you know, the Gemara over there, Darshan, Yevamos Daf Tzadi Gimel, a drasha from the Pasuk, Leman Tilmad, Liyiras Hashem Elokecha Kol Hayamim, that the Gemara Darshan from that Pasuk, that a person should take his maestros, Me'er of Shabbos, even on a davar shalob aliyolam, even on something that's not yet around, for the sake of Onik Shabbos, in order to be able to enjoy that item on Shabbos itself. From the fact that it's a drasha from the pasuk in the Torah that's telling you to be nizar in oneg Shabbos, it sounds like oneg Shabbos is min haTorah, and the pasuk in Yeshayahu is only in asmachta. Another raya, final raya, in Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim, Chelek Gimel Simen Chav Beis, he quotes from a Targum Yonason ben Uziel on the pasuk v'shamru b'nei Yisrael Shabbos la'asos es haShabbos. What's his Targum? V'inatrun b'nei Yisrael yas Shabbata lemevet tafnuke Shabbata. So la'asos as a Shabbos means to make tafnuke Shabbata, make the delights of Shabbos, delicacies of Shabbos. That is another way of saying Onik Shabbos. That's the way one experiences through Onik Shabbos. That's how a person is la'asos es haShabbos. So that's the fundamental nachlokas, whether it's din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. Now it could be that there is a middle ground over here. Rav Salvechik in his Yardside Shiurim, in Shiurim L'Zech Rabbi Mari Chelik Aleph, on page Nun, in his Yardside Shiurim, he says, when the Rambam says that the Mufarash and Al Yidei Nevi'im, notice the Rambam does not say that it's a Takonas Nevi'im. He does not say that the Nevi'im were Mesakein Oneg Shabbos, like he, by Kriyas Megillah, he does say that the Rabbanim were Mesakein Mikra Megillah. No, he says Mufarashin Al Yidei Nevi'im. He says, because the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah was something that the Nevi'im invented. It's like any takanas Beis Din HaGadol that they instituted, they developed, invented that din. Beis Din was only the minyan and made a takana. They have to read Megillah and Purim and all the other mitzvahs Hayom of Purim. Kavod Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos, was Nikva Al Yidei Nevuah without a specific act of Beis Din. It was the Nevi'im describing the optimal Shabbos experience. It's not that the Nevi'im gathered together a Beis Din and said, let's make a takana that people should enjoy Shabbos. Let's make a takana that people will have a Su'udas Shabbos. No. The Navi describes what Shabbos is. And the Navi describing what Shabbos is and ought to be describes Onik Shabbos. So Pirush Al Yedin Nevi'im is the Mechayev. It's the fact that the Navi understands Shabbos to be that way. Not that the Navi's making a new takana, this is how to experience Shabbos. The Navi's describing that this is what Shabbos is. And that's why the Ram says Mufarash Al Yedin Nevi'im. And then the Rav says further, and he says, Shnei Advar Midivrei Sofer from Shem Mufarash Al Yedin Nevi'im are two separate mitzvahs. These mitzvahs cover an Onik Shabbos. They're two particular mitzvahs. And he says, in a certain respect, Chidshu al Yidei Nevi'im. However, as far as being Mekayim them, they are a hemshich to the mitzvah of Zachar v'Shamor that are said in the Torah. Meaning there is a direct link with the two mitzvahs in the Torah and the two mitzvahs that are Mufarashin al Yidei Nevi'im. Why? the pasuk says across the Shabbos on the Kodesh HaMechubad. That's the guts of the mitzvahs of Zachar and Shamar. That's the essence of the mitzvahs of Zachar and Shamar. How so? A person is going to be makbid on oneg or on kibud. He's being mashlim the mitzvah of Zachar and Shamar, and that's why the Ram connects them. The Ram doesn't just say, you know, a chapter about Zachir Shabbos, a chapter about Shmir Shabbos, or several chapters about Shmir Shabbos, and a separate chapter about oneg. In one line, the Rambam says, Arba advarim nemru b'Shabbos. There are four characteristics of Shabbos. Shnayim midivrei Torah, shnayim midivrei sofer, mevrashay deivim. Makes it sound like there's a link, there's a connection. What the Rambam understands over here is that the Nevi'im are explaining how to properly observe Zechira and Shmira. Exactly what Rav Soloveitchik said. It was never Takanas Nevi'im, says Rav Soloveitchik. They never got made a Takana. They described, if you're keeping Shabbos, it doesn't mean you're lying in bed all day and you're just not doing any malacha, and you get out of bed to say Kiddush, so Shoyin, you're Makabel Zechira, you're Makayim Zechira, and then you go right back into bed. No, that is not what Shabbos is, even though sleeping might be part of Onek. But that's not what Shabbos is. Shabbos is when there's Oneg and Kavod, not doing malacha on Shabbos. You know who doesn't do malacha on Shabbos? People who don't do anything ever. People who are lazy don't do malacha on Shabbos because they don't do malacha on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday either. So that's not itself a full kiyum of Shabbos. Not doing malacha is only meaningful if it's given the context of kavod va'oneg, that you show you're treating Shabbos differently. Oh, then the shvisa mi malacha, then the shomer as Yom HaShabbos Kacho means so much more. So that makes it to borrow the terminology from the Rambam in Hilchos Muktzah, a shvisa hanikeres. It makes it very obvious that you're not doing malacha is for the sake of the honor of Shabbos and the respect that one has for Shabbos. The Rambam in the 24th parak of Hilchos Shabbos describes why it is the Chazal created Nisra of Muktzah. For those doing Daf Yomi, Mamish today's Daf. We just started Muktzah today, right? So why is it that we observe Muktzah? Says the Rambam. Let's read this one. I'm going to read this one inside because it's so beautiful. There are certain things you're not allowed to move around on Shabbos the way you would on a weekday. What did Chazal have in mind by coming up with this new thing called Muktzah? Amru. If Chazal tells us the way you walk on Shabbos should be different, no psia gasa on Shabbos, the way you talk on Shabbos should be different, no business talk on Shabbos. So that which you engage in actively, that which you handle, that which you move, that which you take, should be different on Shabbos. In order to further distinguish it from a weekday. You'll end up just schlepping things around all day on Shabbos. Ah, that's going to be a Shabbos. No, so there are certain things. You just don't move. There's Nisra Muktzah. And then he goes on to say that a person could technically be batal yashiv bebeis, so v'yivakish tovar shiyasasek bo, v'nimtza shalom shavas, that a person is doing nothing, and batal tam shnei rabatar leman yanuach, so he's going to schlep furniture around because he's not otherwise doing anything, he's not otherwise occupied, it's a day off from work, and then it's going to be a violation of leman yanuach. And then he says va'od. Second reason, says the Rambam, why is that there's Nisra Muktzah? You know, if we tell you you're not allowed to move a pen on Shabbos, there's less of a chance you're going to come to write. You know, if we tell you you're not allowed to move your cell phone on Shabbos, less of a chance you're going to come to text, you're going to come to make a phone call. So in order to avoid using these items, va'od, and another reason, says the Rambam, there are some people that never work. They're Yoshev Batal all the time. All day, that's all they do, is that they don't do melacha. That's where he coins the term, shvisa hanikeres. So if they don't do anything, it's not going to be evident that the reason they didn't do anything was for the sake of Shabbos. Lefichach shvisa midvar meilu, he shvisa hashav b'kaladam. So that's why they made this din called muktzah. But you see what Ram's highlighting is that there's such a thing called the shvisa hanikeres, that not doing melacha isn't enough. And maybe, says Rav Soloveitchik, the mitzvah of Kavanah Onik Shabbos give a little flavor to your Shvisa Mimalacha on Shabbos. It gives a little flavor to Zechiras Shabbos. Zechiras Shabbos, you say Divrei Kedusha about Shabbos, but then demonstrate that Kedusha of Shabbos. How do you demonstrate it? So you demonstrate it through Kavod Va'onek, through the delicious meal that you eat after reciting the Kiddush. In Simin Reish Mem Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes that the Ramban in Parshas Zemra holds that the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos is Midaraisa, because Shabbos is included in Mikra Kodesh, and it says, Ovayomashvi Shabbos Shavason, Mikra Kodesh. And Chazal say in the Sifra in Parshas Amar that Mikra Kodesh is Lekadjo, Ulechabdo, Buksus Nikia, Uleango Ba'onek Achilu Shtia. Have nice clean clothing, good food, good drink. So that's all part of how to touch up that pasuk. In Shulchan Aruch Rav, in some Reish Mabez in Kuntras Achron, in Sikh Katan Aleph, he says Rashi also holds it to Dindar Raisa. Because on the pasuk Zohar is Yom HaShabbos, Rashi writes that if you find a nice object, you should designate it for Shabbos. You find something good, say, oh, that's for Shabbos. You see a beautiful suit and you want to buy it, that's a Shabbos suit. Where do you see that in the pasuk? The pasuk says Zocher Zimah Shabbos Kachu. Rashi is teaching up the pasuk. Oh, when it says Zocher Zimah Shabbos Kachu, it means that on the weekday you find something nice. That's Shabbos stick. That's going to be for Shabbos. So apparently, the din of Kavanah Onik Shabbos is a din d'oraisa. So you have many, many Rishonim that may hold that it's a din d'oraisa, that there may be a din d'oraisa of Kavanah Onik Shabbos. So again, we have three possibilities. That Pashat reading of the Rambam, that it's Midivrei Sofer means Midrabanan. And, from a Takanas Nevi'im, from an early din d'Rabanan. Or you could say that, the Midivrei Sofer doesn't mean Midrabanan, Midivrei Kabbalah. It's from the Nevi'im, it's like Purim. Or, no, it's really a din d'oraisa, halacha l'moshe misinai, and Chazal were just and the Navi just made an asmachta to connect it to the pasuk, and that's how the Chasam Sofer learns the Rambam. But that's the sheet of many other Rishonim as well. It's a sheet of the Ramban, the sheet of Rashi, that it is in fact a din d'oraisa based on other pasukim the Ramban and Rashi have, that it's a din d'oraisa. So that's as far as just what Onik Shabbos is. Now let's get to the nuts and bolts of it, right? Is my nap on Shabbos a mitzvah, right? Am I supposed to sleep when I get sometimes one of my children will say, oh, I got such a great nap today. It was like 4.5 hours. I'm like, last night I slept like 3 hours and 45 minutes. You outdid my night sleep by 45 minutes with your Shabbos afternoon nap, right? So we just had like a whole, last night was a rough night, in the community. So anyway, as far as sleeping, is that a din that a person is supposed to sleep? Is that a mitzvah? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos Paraglamed Halacha Yud, that it sounds like from the Rambam at least, that there's no Indian of a Shabbos afternoon nap. Ooh, that's disappointing, no? What does the Rambam say? The tzaddikim arishonim had the following practice. You wake up in the morning, you go daven shachris and musaf and shul, v'yavol lebeso v'yisod tzudashniyah. Then you go home and you have your second Shabbos meal. And then, so right, that's where the nap fits in, right? No, says the Rambam, v'yelech lebeis hamedrish, yikra v'yishma ad hamincha. You then go learn until mincha, and then what happens? V'yispal mincha, sedav mincha. V'achar kach, then what? Nap time yet? Yikva suda shlishis ala yayin. You should have suda shlishis ala yayin. Ooh, ala yayin. Well, what's that about? You have to have wine at shalashudis. That's exciting. So is a Rambam saying that you have to make kiddush at shalashudis? So some people say yes. Well, that's fascinating. We'll have to get to that. Maybe we'll talk about shalashudis one of these days. You're kovea suda shlishis ala yayin. V'yochal v'yishta ad motzoi shabbos. And just eat and drink until Motzai Shabbos. He doesn't mention turning the lights off and singing. Okay, he forgot to mention. It's obvious, right? The Shabbos clock turns the lights off. And then, okay, so, but where's the afternoon nap? So apparently, the Rambam doesn't mention it, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. Because apparently, there's no particular inyan of sleeping on Shabbos. In fact, I once heard a maisa that Rav Avadia Yosef, on one of his visits to America, he went to visit, he stayed in the house of Rabbi David Ozari, who's one of the Svardish Rabbanim in New York, and Rabbi David set up for Maran Zatzal, he set up for Rav Avadia and for the Rabbanit. Rav Avadia's wife was still alive, a special room, a Kavadik room on Erev Shabbos that he should stay in. So on Erev Shabbos, Rav Avadia asked Rabbi David, is there a lamp in the room? Is there a lamp somewhere in the room? so I could learn a little bit at night. So Rabbi David said, there's a big closet, you know, walk-in closet, and there's a light in the walk-in closet. So if you want to learn a little bit, just set up a chair right next to the walk-in, you'll be able to learn a little bit. So that's what he told him. The next morning, Rabbi David asked the Rabbanit, everything turned out okay? His tadartim okay? Everything worked out okay last night with your accommodations? Was it comfortable? So she said, yeah, oh, it was fantastic. My husband took a chair, he went into the closet, he closed the door, and he sat and learned the whole night. That's how Rav Adya Yosef spent Shabbos. He's being mevatel the mitzvah of onik Shabbos. No, apparently the Rambam, Mechaber, they don't talk about sleeping on Shabbos. I once had a Talmud over for Shabbos. Two Talmidim over for Shabbos, and they decided to stay up all night learning. I never felt so small. I went to sleep, they were learning. I woke up, they were learning. they're both doctors now. I guess it was good practice for residency. There's such an Indian apparently. Now, the Sefer, the Tur, however, writes in Simur Reish Sadi that if a person is ragil b'shena satzarayim al yivatlena ku onegulo, if you're used to an afternoon nap, don't forego the afternoon nap because that's your oneg. So apparently there is something. There's something there about sleeping on Shabbos for oneg. Shabbos on the Ramban, Simur Reish Sadi Sif Aleph quotes this. The Mishnah Brura tells us that you shouldn't sleep too much. You don't want to be led to Bittul Torah. So let's discuss three different issues relating to sleep. Number one, is sleep considered a mitzvah that you're not allowed to be mevatel, or it's just, another type of oneg, like any other type of oneg? That, the Bachram that like jumping and whatever, so they're going to jump on the trampoline, and this is just another kind of oneg. That's number one. Number two, is it only someone who's rugged to take an afternoon nap? He takes his little siesta in the afternoon and he takes a nap in the afternoon. Only someone who does that during the week, that who's not allowed to be mevatel down on Shabbos. That's what the Torah says. That someone who's rugged b'shem sarayim should not be mevatel on Shabbos. So is that something that is dafka? And number three, are you allowed to sleep having in mind that you want to do so for Motzai Shabbos? So let's just cover those three topics. Number one, is sleeping itself a mitzvah? In the Sefer Zeh HaShulchan, Chelek Aleph Simur Reish Sadi writes, Nira da asur liyosar kol el Shabbos kodesh afilu lasuk b'torah. It's asur to stay awake all night, Friday night, even to learn Torah. V'mikolshkein ma'adukas of kan da ragil b'shenes tzarayim alivatlen, v'mikolshkein shenivat l'shenes alayla. He says, after all, the Torah says, and the Ramah quotes it, that you're not even allowed to be mevatel the afternoon nap. So you better not be mevatel your night's sleep. I mean, think about it. Even if you hold it, you're only not allowed to be involved in your afternoon nap when you're used to sleeping in the afternoon, taking an afternoon nap, but everybody's used to sleeping at night. So being mevatel your night sleep is for sure a bittul of onek Shabbos. Kaf HaChaim quotes the same thing in the name of the Pesach HaDvir. In Rashi, Ksuba Samach Beis Am Beis, Yom Maschum Erev Shabbos, says that it's a lel tanug u'shvisa v'anos haguf. So apparently, yeah, according to the Sefer Zah Shulchan, you have to sleep on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mevatel the oneg of sleep on Shabbos. And he has three rais. Number one, the Ramah, that you can't be mevatel the afternoon nap. Number two, the Pesach HaDvir that says that you have to sleep. And number three, Rashi, that you need tanug haguf, that tanug haneshama is not good enough. You need tanug haguf. So Tzitz Eliezer rejects all three of these rayas. He says the raya that he brings from the Ramah, that if you normally take an afternoon nap, don't be mevatel, that's not a raya. That's talking about if you want to be mevatel for some reason, so you shouldn't be mevatel. But it's certainly mutter to be mevatel because you want to be mesanig ba'onik shel Talmud Torah. I mean, if you want to be mevatel the afternoon nap because something else came up and it's a nuisance and you don't want to deal with it, but yeah, okay, I'll get it done now. So you're doing something less enjoyable, then you can't be mevatel the afternoon nap. But if you're elevating the tanug, you're going to a whole new level of tanug, you're experiencing a greater tanug, adraba, then it's even better. The raya from the Pesach HaDvir, he says, is also not a raya. He says, if you look in the Pesach HaDvir, you'll see that he's talking about someone who's mitzair atzmo b'nedidas hashena, who's causing himself tsar by not going to sleep, and he's being mazik l'gufo, he's doing something unhealthy, in a way that he's not even healthy enough to fulfill the meals of Shabbos. But when it's as a result of your love of limud, that's not going to be a problem. And he says, and the raya from Rashi is also not a raya. The raya from Rashi in Ksubas, because the Ran al-Rif quotes exactly the lashon of Rashi, and nevertheless, the Ran himself says that when we say that onus talmud chacham is meir of Shabbos leir of Shabbos, it doesn't mean an inyan kavua. It doesn't mean that it has to always be then on erev Shabbos, that the onah has to dafka be on Friday night. It changes based on your sleep schedule, based on whatever your schedule is. So the onah on Shabbos is only when you didn't have a chiddush in learning. So, but if you have a chiddush in learning, so then you can learn all night, and you don't have to. The mitzvah sona of a talmud chacham could be done some other time. Oh, a hand is raised. Okay, yeah, question.
So yes, I would like to say, based on what you're just saying, to raise oinik Shabbos means to raise. So bungee jumping, first of all, I would think it's uvda dechoil. So that's another thing, and that's not part of oinik Shabbos. In other words, you're a runner. I like running. So I'm going to start running on Shabbos? Is that Oynik Shabbos? No, Oynik Shabbos is ksus nikuya, better food. You're used to having great food and everything. And that's how you're elevating the Shabbos. By bunging, jumping, and you do it all week, that's not Oynik. That's Uvda Dechol. You're not making anything.
And Echanami, that would be Uvda Dechol. But it does seem
that wouldn't be an Oynik. I don't think, I'm sorry, I don't think that this would be an Oynik. I think it would be Uvda Dechol.
Correct.
Go play baseball. I mean, I love playing baseball. I'm going to all of a sudden on Shabbos, even with the Shabbos clothes, and start throwing a ball and everything. To Oynik, I enjoy Oynik Shabbos, but that's not Oynik Shabbos. That's Uvda Dechol.
Yeah, 100%. Right. That's what we've been saying. That Oynik Shabbos, even though it's Shar Hanos Haguf, and the Shulchan Aruch writes. He's obviously not referring to something that would clearly be of the Dechal. I don't think you should go bicycle riding on Shabbos. Big discussion now whether kids should be able to ride scooters on Shabbos. So one could argue that would be of the Dechal. But that which a person enjoys that's not only food related, such as sleeping, if that's what he enjoys, or learning, if that's what he enjoys even more than sleeping. So then that's a greater kiyum of Onik Shabbos than sleeping. The Tzitz Eliezer says that now you understand why the five Zakenim in Bnei Brak on the Lela Seder were not to do Shena Me'enehem in being Osik B'Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. Simchas Yantif! How could they not sleep? How could they stay up all night? So he says, it was Yantif, right? He says, it wasn't a downgrade. It was an upgrade. They loved learning. They loved Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. They enjoyed it. They didn't feel any tsar from it. The iser, the opposite of oneg, is tsar. If they're not feeling any tsar, then it's not a problem. That's what Maharal Nir Prague writes. That don't ask how can they not sleep on Yantav because they didn't have any tsar. They had such a chib of ha-mitzvah. L'chora, you could argue that there's a difference. That's Yantav. Yantav, there is no din of oneg necessarily. Rav Daniel Feldman Shlita maintains a list of svarim that don't exist. What does he mean by svarim that don't exist? Titles of svarim that the concept expressed in the title may or may not actually be a concept. So there's a very famous Shuvah Sefer, a very well-respected Shuvah Sefer, is quoted all over, the Oneg Yantif, right? Is there such a din of Oneg Yantif? He doesn't have too many on the list. So one of my friends followed up with him recently, like, how long is your list? He's like, two. There are only two smart. I forgot what the other one is. But it's a sefer that potentially doesn't exist. Meaning, Yantif, there's a din of Simcha. Shabbos is a din of Oneg. Whether there's a din of Simcha on Shabbos is a much broader conversation. I saw of Menashe Klein in his Shuvas in the Mishnah Halachas, Chelik Yiral, Simin Yates, was asked about Nichle Linishlav Mitzvah B'mamone. He says, that's why you could take someone's esrog and be mevarich on it without even asking him for permission. So can you also take someone's pillow and sleep on it on Shabbos afternoon because it's an oneg? So he's using his pillow for a mitzvah. So lechora, it may be totally on this. If shena itself is a mitzvah, or is it only the oneg that's the mitzvah, but sleeping itself is not a maisa mitzvah at all? If sleeping itself is a mitzvah, so then you can take someone else's pillow and to be mekayim the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. But if sleeping is not the inyan is just whatever you happen to enjoy, then there can't be a chazaka that a pillow is a chefza that's nichle linishlav mitzvah b'moni, that the person is happy. A person knows what an esrog is used for. He knows what his tefillin are used for. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you're allowed to borrow someone's tefillin without permission. He says, not svarim, because svarim could rip, and the chazaka is he wouldn't want to lend it out. But something that's a chazaka that's used for a mitzvah, so the person would want to lend out. So on Shabbos, does a pillow become such a chefza? Maybe it's totally in that. Rav Menashe Klein himself has a whole different cheshbon, but I don't have time to get into that cheshbon. I just want to finish up the discussion about sleep for today. It sounds from the Ramah that only if you're used to an afternoon nap, you sleep on Shabbos, but in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Dalet Sifta Zayin, Shulchan Aruch paskins that David Oya Nizar Shalolish and Shisa Nishman Kadesh Leitum Tam Misa, that David wouldn't sleep 60 breaths not to have Tam Misa. And the Ramah says that it's Dafka the Yom that he was careful about that. So the Magen Avraham quotes on Shabbos you should sleep during the day. Magen Avraham over there quotes that Shabbos is different, and that's what the Chida brings Raya also based on the Kisvei Ari that he would sleep on Shabbos even though on weekdays he would never sleep. And the reason the Ramah identifies someone who's Ragi Lishon Bayom is, meaning, why does the Ramah say if you normally sleep during the day, sleep on Shabbos? Apparently, based on the Arizal, based on everything else, even though it's not proper to normally sleep during the day, the holiest tzaddikim don't normally sleep during the day, nevertheless you sleep on Shabbos. No, that's just Lahodiyah, that if it's normal for you to sleep during the day, then it's Dafka and Isser not to sleep on Shabbos, because then you're showing that you're not serious about Shabbos, about enjoying Shabbos. What about sleeping during the day so that you can be awake for Motzai Shabbos? You have a wild night planned or an elaborate, drive, a long drive back. So Mishra Berurah writes that Lo Yomar Nelech Minishim Kadesh Shenuchal Lasos Malachtenu B'Motzai Shabbos Shemar B'Zeh Shenach V'Yashin B'Shvil Yimos Achol. Don't say that I'm going to sleep so that I could be awake on Motzai Shabbos. No, because then you're showing that you're only doing it for Yimos Achol. This is based on the Sefer Chasidim. The Sefer Chasidim is in Reish Samach Vav writes, B'Shabbos L'Yom Adam Nishon K'day Sh'Nasim Melachteinu B'Motzai Shabbos Sh'Asolom L'Lamachar Asa Kach V'Avilu Chafetz Lichtov Sefer Torah M'nei Sh'Mara Nashi Yash V'Nach B'Shabbos Sh'Osa B'Shvil Echol. Even if you say I want to write a Sefer Torah, and big mitzvah, it's a mitzvah Taryag, and that's why I need to sleep, I need to get my rest, I need to focus, still you're not supposed to speak about how this is a preparation for weekdays. Now what Isser is it? So Pashtos is it's an Isra. That's the Shulchan Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and Shulchan Shlomo says that even though sleeping itself, the mice of sleeping itself is not Hachana, because Adraba, sleeping is Oneg Shabbos, but the saying that you're sleeping for that purpose, that's what's the Isra of Hachana. So that's why the Magen Avraham writes that it's not Hachana, it's Dabar Davar. It's an Isra of Dabar Davar, that you're speaking Divrei Chol, you're speaking Vachadika things, you're speaking about the weekday, and that's really the problem with saying it out. The Elie Rabbi disagrees. He holds that it's not Mishum Dabar Davar, it's because when you say that you're going to sleep in order to write a Sefer Torah, it sounds like that your sleeping is not for Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, it's for something else. Meaning you're being Megale, that the act that is normally an Oneg Shabbos, for you is not an Oneg Shabbos, it's a Hechitimtzah to something else. And that's the violation. Not Hachana, not Daber Davar, but by saying that you're doing this for some other purpose, you're showing that this isn't your Oneg. That's how the Elie Rabbah explains. Possibly a nafkamina between the Elie Rabbah and the Magen Avraham. If you go to sleep for the sake of a Dvar Mitzvah, Matzai Shabbos, can you say Beferish that what the purpose of your sleep is? According to the Magen Avraham, it should be Mutter, because it's not a Dibur Shel Chol, right? A Dibur Shel Mitzvah. Chavtsecha Asurim, Chavtse Shemayim are Mutter. You're allowed to be Mechashiv Cheshbon Shel Mitzvah on Shabbos. So if it's a Cheshbon Shel Mitzvah, you're allowed to do it, a Dibur Shel Kedusha, a Dibur Shel Mitzvah. But if you say like the Elie Rabbah, that just by downgrading your current sleep from a Mitzvah of Onek Shabbos to anything else, that itself is a violation, is like an active violation of the Onek Shabbos. So we didn't get to learning Torah on Shabbos. Let's see what the questions are over here. What about when to sleep? Just in the afternoon, or can it be in the morning also? Yeah, so Chazal have not such nice things to say about taking naps in the morning. They're much, much bigger fans of afternoon naps, and that's what it says in the Ramah from the tour. Only during waning. Okay, very good, Avi. During the Haftorah on Shavuos morning. I think that is the most popular time for a nap. What if one sleeps on Shabbos to be awake for Tosefes Shabbos? Very nice, Noah. Okay. All right. So are we doing this every night? Is that the schedule? What's our schedule? Every night? Okay. So maybe tomorrow we'll talk about learning on Shabbos, and maybe we'll send out an email in time for more people to actually come. So thank you for joining. Baruch Hashem, we'll keep it going. And don't be shy. Don't be shy in interacting and asking questions and pushing me a little bit. You know, it will keep me awake. So
Rabbi, I'm happy we landed on this conclusion, because when I was in yeshiva, every week, my sister, what happened was I would stay awake all Friday night, and then, you know, daven nates at Rav Bina's house, and then sleep till mincha, and then wake up for mincha at 1 o'clock by Rav Nevinzel.
Wow. Okay.
So, like every show, like week in, week out, that's what I did every single week. So like I slept almost, you know, not the whole day, but like 6 hours during the day.
That's interesting. It didn't like throw you off. Young guys could do that.
No, it was what kept me going the whole week. I loved it, because I like to learn when the whole yeshiva was quiet and it was just me, and I got the whole library to myself. It was great.
Beautiful.
It was fantastic. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. Would it be the same Zoom for every day?
What's that? Same Zoom every day.
Yeah.
Same
Zoom. Yeah, okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.